sweetest friends, this shir should be a special schus for Rabbi Sagana ben Chana, Maris Hana Miriam Bas Chana, Shmuel Alexander ben Nechakitl, Simcha ben Nechakitl, and Lili Nishmas Chana Bas Rabbi Sagiona, and Chana Bas Esther. We're going to be basing this shir on the Sefer Shiurei HaRav in Siman Aleph. The topic is the din of Birchas HaTorah. The Rambam says in Perek Zayin Mehilchos Tefila Halacha Yud that if you get up in the morning before you read Shema and you want to learn Torah Shebichtav or Torah Shebaal Peh, you wash Negel Vaser, you make three brachas of Birchas HaTorah, and then you can learn. The Rambam tells us what the brachas are. In Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam says every day you have to make three brachas. These three brachas, and then you read a little bit of Torah. And the minhag of Am Yisrael is to say Birchas Kohanim as we know. The makor of the Rambam, that he says that after Birchas HaTorah you have to learn something, is from a Yerushalmi brought in Tosis and Brachas in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Dibur Maskel Shekvar Niftar Ba'avar Rabba. There it says that if you haven't yet, if you get up to learn and you haven't yet said Kriya Shema, you have to say Birchas HaTorah. Once you read Kriya Shema, you don't have to because you became Pater Ba'avar Rabba. Avar Rabba patered you from Birchas HaTorah, and the Yerushalmi says V'husha Shana Al-Asr, provided that right after Avar Rabba you learn that after you finish your davening, you have to finish Manasseh, you have to learn something. In order that the Avar Rabba should be considered Birchas HaTorah, you have to learn something Al-Asr immediately after you finish davening. And if you're Mesiach Das and you're not shown Al-Asr, then you're not Yotze Yedei Chovas Birchas HaTorah. So what is Pshat in this Yerushalmi? There's a Machlokas Rishonim. Is it Dafka L'inyan Avar Rabba that you have to learn immediately in order to be Megaladas that the Avar Rabba was Birchas HaToradik? But regular Birchas HaTorah doesn't require a Limud, like Tosis writes in Dibur Maskel Shekfar in the name of Ri. Or no. In the name of the Tzarfatim, Tosis writes that this Shana Lasser even applies to regular Birchas HaTorah. The Rambam paskins like the Tzarfatim, because he says that when you say Birchas HaTorah, you have to learn something. Shana Lasser is always. Not only Avar Rabba, even regular Birchas HaTorah. So our job now is to try to understand the sheet of the Rambam and the Tzarfatim better. Tosfos asks that Rav Yitzchak was asked, we don't learn after Birchas HaShachar. We're so busy. We just say Birchas HaTorah and then we go to work. So why don't we say Birchas HaTorah again? We start learning. So the Ri said, Rav Yitzchak said, because we don't paskin like the Yerushalmi. And Achanam, the Yerushalmi says you have to learn Al Asar, but we don't paskin that way. So you just say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, that covers you for the day. A second teretz. That even Lefi the Yerushalmi, it's only Avar Rabba that you have to learn immediately. To show that it was, that your Avar Rabba was for Birchas HaTorah also. But if you say regular Birchas HaTorah, you don't have to learn. So even though we're not learning till much later in the day, we're fine. So we see that Tosfos answered their kasha in two ways. First teretz is that the Yerushalmi is taka referring to all types of Birchas HaTorah, but we don't pass them like the Yerushalmi. You don't have to be masmich the bracha to the Maisa Aliman. According to the second teretz, the latter teretz, Tosfos writes that even according to the Yerushalmi, that you have to learn immediately, that's dafka the bracha of Avar Rabba. That was established for Kriya Shema primarily, not for Birchas HaTorah. And therefore, you have to learn immediately to be Megala Das, that your Birchas HaTorah, that your Avar Rabba was for Birchas HaTorah. But Birchas HaTorah, which is mitzad atzma, chepta Birchas HaTorah, it's pasha, you don't have to learn immediately. So again, according to the first teretz of Tosfos, you have to learn even after regular Birchas HaTorah, but we don't paskin like that Yerushalmi. According to the second teretz of Tosfos, you only have to learn after Birchas after Avar Rabba, but not after regular Birchas HaTorah. However, b'das ha-tzarfatim v'arambam, they hold that even after regular Berachas Torah, you have to learn immediately. So what's pshat, that why would you have to learn immediately after regular Berachas Torah? Let's say you want to say that Berachas Torah is like Berachas Mitzvahs and Berachas Hananin. You make the bracha, and then samuch lebracha, you have to do a ma'isa achila, in order that the bracha should be chal on the ma'isa achila. To say also about Berachas Torah, you have to learn immediately in order that the bracha should be chal on limud haTorah. But if that's the case, then why is it different than other mitzvahs? Other mitzvahs, if you're mafsik mi mitzvaso, and you start doing other stuff, you have to make a new bracha, like those said, like the Gemara says in Sukkah and Vavam and Aleph, with respect to tefillin. Every time you put on tefillin, you make a new bracha. So why then does the bracha of Birchas Torah help you for the whole day? It's only samach to the first limud, but not to the later limudim. And you can't say that the Rambam is holding like the Chiluk of Tosfos, that Birchas Torah, one bracha works for the whole day, because you never miyayish daito. You're always thinking that you want to come back to learn. Mashen kein sukkah, sukkah, you make a bracha each time, because every time you leave the sukkah, it's mamashah hefsek. So maybe we can say the same thing about the Rambam. The b'shas ha-bracha, you have to make the bracha immediately. But if you don't learn b'hemshech hayom, but as if you're during hemshech hayom, you're not learning every second, that's fine. Because it's one long ma'isa mitzvah, since you're not misiach das. And therefore, you don't have to make a bracha on every new limud. Like we find generally in brachas, it's more chomer to be mafsik between the bracha and the starting of the mitzvah than the mitzvah in the middle. Like when you do b'dikas chametz, you're not allowed to talk in between the bracha and the beginning of the b'dika. Otherwise, you have to make a new bracha. But if you talk in the middle of the b'dika after you already started, so the bracha was already chal, you don't make a new bracha. So here also, you said your brachas Torah was already chal, you're not chayv to make a brachas Torah every time you learn again, because you're not miyayish daito from learning the whole day. However, we have to understand Tosfos. So what that he's not miyayish daito from learning all day? But before, he's not learning. So bishlema, other mitzvahs, like let's say tekiah shofar, if you blow teisha tekiahs v'teisha shos, you only make one bracha, because there each tekiah is not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's only a fraction of a mitzvah, so it's pashut that this mitzvah, you're not finished with the mitzvah. So you make just one for the whole all nine tekiahs, even though they're in teisha shos. Mashen kein, limud haTorah, every limud is a kiyum b'fnei atzma. So if so, every time you start learning again, it should require a new bracha, it's in its own independent unit. It should be considered a hefsek between the bracha and the tchilas hamitzvah. Because every time you start learning, you're starting a new mitzvah. It's not related to your previous learning. Every new learning is a new mitzvah. So if you have a hefsek, you should have to make a new bracha. So what's pshat? You're not miyayish daito. So you can answer for Tosfos that Tosfos would learn that the bracha is not on the guf halimut. The bracha is on esek haTorah, lasuk b'divrei Torah. Esek doesn't mean literally that you have to be learning. It means you're busy with it. It means that you're not miyayish daito. It means that you want to get back to your learning. Not that literally you're learning every second. So that's what he means, and therefore you don't have to make a new bracha every time you start learning again. But according to the Rambam, you can't say that, because the Rambam holds that the bracha is on the guf ma'isa halimut. The Rambam passes like the Yerushalmi, that you have to say, you have to shan al aser when you say Berachas Torah. Why? Because the bracha is on the guf ma'isa alimud. If the bracha is on the guf ma'isa alimud, then every hefsek should mandate and require a new bracha. So what then is pshat in the Rambam? So first we have to explain these two halachas in the Rambam. The Rambam, if we remember, in Halacha Yud tells us that if you start the learning, you get up to learn, you have to make three brachas of Berachas Torah, and then you can learn. In Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam says every day you have to make three brachas. And then you read a little bit of Divrei Torah, and you move on. So the Rambam says the same thing in Halacha Yud and Yud Aleph. He tells us twice. You want to learn? Make brachas and then learn. So it seems that the sheet of the Rambam is that there are really two dinim in Birchas HaTorah. Now, one is an Isser to learn before Birchas HaTorah, and that's like Birchas HaNanin, that there's a Chalos Isser B'guf HaNa below Bracha. So Rabbi Kiva Eger wanted to be Mechalik between in Brachas Yud Beis Amid Aleph and the Gilyon, between Birchas HaNanin and Birchas HaMitzvahs, that Birchas HaMitzvahs is because there's an Isser B'guf HaAchila HaNa without Bracha, like we see in the Gemara later on in Lamed Hay Amid Aleph. But mitzvah is no iser to do a mitzvah without a bracha. A bracha is a kiyum d'mifnei atzmo on the mitzvah, but it's not no iser to do a mitzvah without a bracha. However, the Rambam seems to argue, because in Perek Aleph Me'alechos Brachas Alecha Beis, he compares Birchas Hananin and Birchas HaMitzvahs. He says if you're nana without a bracha, you're doing me'ila. And he said, just like you make a bracha on anah, you're also making a bracha on every mitzvah. So you see that it's usher to be mekayim a mitzvah without a bracha, just like it's also get anah without a bracha. So the Rambam would say the same thing about Birchas HaTorah. There's a chalos iser to learn Torah without a bracha, just like you're not allowed to do a mitzvah or get anah without a bracha. And that's what the Rambam meant in Halacha Yud. If you're mashkim likros b'torah, mevarach shalosh brachas, and then you read the then you can learn. But first you have to make your Birchas HaTorah. It's an Isser, you're not allowed to learn Torah without a bracha. And there's Nachadin, which is what Rambam codifies in Halacha Yad Aleph, that every day a person has to make three brachas. And there's a din in the day, that every day a person has to make three brachas of Birchas HaTorah and then learn some Torah. And not that he's learning Torah, it's because that's the Tsuras Kiyum Birchas HaTorah. It's only a proper Birchas HaTorah if you have limud. That is, he's not learning l'shem limud. He's learning l'shem the Birchas HaTorah. So those are the two halachas. And halacha Yud, the Rambam is talking about the iser of learning without a bracha. And halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam is talking about the chiyuv to make a bracha. And together with that, the tzura is to have learning. That's the Rambam says. Kol yom chayav adam levarach shalosh brachas elu. V'achkach kori mat. In other words, the day, every day, he's chayav to say three brachas, and then he learns. So it's not pshat that the limud is mechayav a bracha. The pshat is the bracha is mechayav a limud. Because the Rambam doesn't say, if you want to learn, make a bracha. The Rambam says, no, make a bracha and then learn. So the learning is mechayev a bracha. Because of the Yerushalmi. You have to be shown al-asar, you have to learn immediately. So make your bracha and then learn. So that the learning is chal on the bracha. It's the tzurav, the bekiyum bracha. So besides the iser of learning without a bracha, there's also a chiyuv to make a bracha and then be mitzarif learning to that. And these two dinim are rooted in the Gemara and brachas. Afid Aleph Amid Beis. There it says, Amar Rabbi Amar Shmuel, Hishkim Liknos Atcha Kar Kriyas Shma Tzarech Levarich. So we see from this that Birchas HaTorah requires a bracha before he read Kriyas Shma. He didn't yet say Ava Rabba. He gets up, Sarach Levarich, otherwise it's usher for him to learn. It's like it's usher for him to get a Hana without a bracha. In Takan the Yerushalmi, in Brachas, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, learning is compared to eating. You have to make a bracha before you learn. And it's derived from the bracha on Masa. The Yerushalmi shtels too, between learning and eating. You're chayv to make a bracha before you learn. It's iser. It's usher to learn without a bracha. It's mati of the learning. In the second of Chafal of Amid Aleph, there it says, Minayin the brachas of Mazan acharem in HaTorah, Shenem rachat the sata v'rachta, Minayin the brachas of Torah lefanem in HaTorah, Shenem rach yishem Hashem ek rabo godel lukenu. So first the Gemara wants to know where you make a bracha of brachas of Mazan, and then the Gemara wants to know, how you make where you know you make Birchas HaTorah before, And it says, Kishem Hashem Ekra Vodel Lekenu. When I'm going to call out in the name of God, when I'm going to say Shira, Moshe Rabbeinu says, according to Rashi. I'm going to make a bracha, and you answer Amen. I'm going to make a bracha before I learn, and you say Amen. The Rambam and his Ramban and his Minyan HaMitzvahs, Minyan Esen, Tesvav, is Kolel, Birchas HaTorah, and the Minyan HaEsen. And he proves it from the Sugyash. And it's Tavenu L'Hodos L'Shmo Yisrach B'Cholet Sh'nekar B'Torah L'Tov HaGadol HaShas L'Ano B'Sita Torah Se'elenu V'Odiyanu HaMasim HaRatsuyim L'Fanav She'Behem Ninchal Chayel HaMahaba V'Ran It's Tavenu B'Bracha Achar Kol HaChilu Ken It's Tavenu B'Zu. So we're commanded to make a bracha on learning, just like we're commanded to make a bracha on food. Uvishlishi Shal HaBrachas, in the third parak, it says Minayin L'Brachas Torah L'Fanah Min HaTorah Shenamar Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Okeinu Vein Raylim Nelsim Mitzvah Achasim Akriya Kamo Shem Mikra Bikurin Enin Mitzvah Achasim Avasim. You can't say that Birchas Torah is the same mitzvah as learning Torah. No, two different mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah Bifnei Atzma. And he brings the pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Okeinu. And this isn't Nitpal, it's not secondary to Talmud Torah. But the bracha is just a matir. No. It's a chalos kiyum mitzvah v'din bracha b'fnei atzma. And the Rambam argues with the Ramban. He doesn't enumerate brachas Torah and minyan esen. Because he holds that the pasuk is only in asmachta and brachas Torah is the rabbanan. But b'yisod advarim, the Rambam doesn't argue. And he says we have an asmachta with the pasuk v'shem Hashem Ekra. This is a chiyuv b'fnei atzma of birchas haTorah. That's every day. And that you have to learn immediately is because that's the ikar seder v'kiyum of birchas haTorah. To be mitzarev, to be mishalas, to be incorporated together with the brachas and learning. And it's one kiyum, Talmud Torah with the brachas. That when you have the kishem Hashem Ekra, what's Kishem Hashem Ekra? What's calling out in the name of God? Calling out in the name of God is learning Torah. Torah is Shem Hashem, like the Ramban says in his Akdama. Torah is one long Shem Hashem. And that's together with Havu Godel Elokeinu. That goes together with giving greatness to God. In other words, Birchas HaTorah. So the Liman HaTorah goes together with Birchas HaTorah. So Kishem Hashem Ekra could be like Rashi says, the actual bracha, then Havu Godel Elokeinu, then say Amen. Or it could be Shishem Hashem Ekra, that when I'm going to learn Torah, call out the name of Hashem, Havu Godel. First you have to make a bracha to give greatness to Hashem. So you have to be mitzarev, the Torah, together with the bracha. So according to that, we understand the Rambam, who paskins like the Yerushalmi, that even Birchas HaTorah requires Limud Al-Asar. You have to learn immediately. So we asked, if you have to learn immediately, then we see that the Ikar Chovos Birchas HaTorah is on the Maisa HaLimud. And if the Chovos Birchas HaTorah is on the Maisa HaLimud, then why is it enough to make one bracha for the whole day? Mehechi teisi, you shouldn't have to make a bracha each time anew. Why is it different from Birchas HaMitzvahs? That if you stop in the middle, you have to make a new bracha. So he said, Tosis is fine. Because Tosis says, the bracha is Eisek HaTorah. Because you don't have to make the bracha, you don't have to learn immediately afterwards. As long as you're being osek, that's enough. But according to the Rambam, you have to do a ma'isa halimud. If you have to do a ma'isa halimud, once you start your ma'isa halimud, Tosfos the osek goes the whole day. But the Rambam's ma'isa halimud, when you're not learning, you're not learning. So make a new bracha. So based on what we said, it's very well understood what the pshat of the Rambam is, because there are two dinim in Birchas HaTorah. One is a matir, that's mafkia, the iser of limud without a bracha, like Birchas HaNenin and Birchas HaMitzvahs. And there's another din, which is biyasodo, a chalos kiyum din bracha b'fnei atzma, that's incumbent upon a person every day, like we saw the two halachas in the Rambam. And now it appears that the Rambam says in halacha yud aleph, like the Yerushalmi, that you have to learn immediately. It's not mitzad the matir. There we can say that the opinion of the Rambam is like Tosfos, that the Yekar Chalos HaBracha is an Esek HaTorah, not the Guf Ma'aseh HaLimud. And therefore it's enough that he's just thinking about it, even if he's Osek in other things. He's not Mesiyah Shmilomud. So you're right, Birchas HaTorah also has a Din Matir, like Birchas HaMitzvahs. Nevertheless, the Bracha doesn't have to be Chal and the Guf Ma'aseh HaLimud. It's enough that it's Chal and the Esek HaTorah. Memela, mitzad din matir in Berachas Torah, you don't have to learn immediately after Berachas Torah. And that it says in the Yerushalmi that you have to learn immediately after, that's mitzad the second din. Of kishem Hashem akra havu godel elokeinu. That's biyisodu achi of Berachas Torah b'fnei atzma, that you have to make a bracha every day. And that's the tofes kiyum of Berachas Torah, to be mitzarif the bracha together with learning. It says, Kishem Hashem Ekra. When I want to learn, call out the name of Hashem, learn His Torah. Habu Godel Elokeinu. Make a bracha. And for this kiyum, it's enough to do it once a day. But mitzad the matir, you don't have to make a new bracha on every ma'ase limud. Because as far as the matir goes, the bracha is on Esek HaTorah. And since the person is not miyayish daito mililmod, the bracha is chal on the Esek HaTorah of the whole day. And it emerges according to this, that the kriya batorah, that you learn something after Birchas HaTorah, is not mitoras hadin haklali and other brachas, that you have to make bracha over lasiyas and you make the bracha and then you do the mitzvah, as is mashma in Tosis and other Rishonim. But rather, because that's the tsuras kiyum mitzvasa, that you have to be mitzaref, you have to be memazik, you have to join together Talmud Torah together with the bracha. And that's why you have to be masmich immediately after the bracha, you have to be masmich limud, like we learn in the Yerushalmi, that it requires to be shown al asar, you have to learn immediately. So now we understand why not a new bracha is necessary every single time. Because there are two aspects to Birchas HaTorah. One is din matir, that it's asar to learn without Birchas HaTorah. And the other is that the tsura of Birchas HaTorah is the bracha together with limud. So, as far as the matir goes, all you need for that is Esek. So, there you can use the Svar of Tosis, that since you're not miyayish daito all day, the bracha is going to count for the whole day. You don't have to actually learn. When does the Rambam, and what aspect of the bracha does the Rambam paskin you have to learn immediately? That is because Birchas HaTorah every day is mechayev you in Birchas HaTorah. It's mitzad the bracha, not mitzad the learning. So today is mechayev you in Birchas HaTorah, and the tzur of Birchas HaTorah is to have Birchas HaTorah together with limud. And that's once a day. So either way you look at it, you don't have to say Birchas HaTorah again more than once every day, even if you stop learning. Because as far as the chiyuv, daily chiyuv to make Birchas HaTorah, that we learned about in Halacha Yud Aleph. So that's enough once a day. Doesn't matter if you stop. You did your daily chiyuv. And as far as the Isser, that you're not allowed to learn without first making a bracha, so that doesn't require you to be shown al asar. For that, it's enough just to have Esek HaTorah. So that not only does not require you to learn immediately, you're only learning immediately out the Tzura Sakim of daily Birchas HaTorah. But also, if you're mafsik, it doesn't require you to make a new bracha, because Eino Miyayish Daito Kol Hayom, the whole day is considered an Esek with Torah. So this is beautifully Miyashiv the Rambam Al Pishitas Brisk, and we have a lot more to say, which we hopefully will get to in future shiurim. We should be zocher l'lamed olam lishmor v'lasos v'lekayem es kol divrei salmu toras v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.